KDOM Radio, we're here with Amo Creamery, and today it is not Ethan Johnson. We are here with his parents, Dean and Elizabeth. Dean, we'll start with you. Can you just introduce yourself a little bit and kind of tell us what you do over there at Amo Creamery?
Yeah, I'm Dean, and I mostly take care of the cows now, but I do help with bottling the milk and with the making of cheese, a little less lately because Ethan has hired some extra help. So in the first 6 months I did more helping with the cheese and milk.
Awesome. And Elizabeth, you're here with us as well. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do over there?
Hi, this is Elizabeth. I get in on quite a few things over there. I end up helping in the store, I end up with packing cheese, end up helping make cheese, end up helping bottle milk. And then I do help Dean with the cows as well before and after the creamery hours.
Awesome. Obviously a family-run business over there at Amo Creamery, but I think you guys have kind of mentioned too that this has kind of been Ethan's work, you know, his kind of thought process. How did this start with Ethan? I know, you know, he's talked about going to SDSU and that's kind of where things started, but you guys have been in the business for a long time, even before Amo Creamery kind of became a thing.
Yeah, I came back to the farm right out of college, so in 1983 I started, but Ethan, he has two older sisters and one older brother, and they all majored in dairy production at SDSU, but Ethan decided to major in dairy manufacturing, and while he was going there, the spring of 2020, during spring break, he and a friend took a trip and visited 13 farms that had on-farm dairy processing, and it really got him thinking that that's something he could do. And so he had that in the back of his mind as he finished college kind of was working through it in his head ever since, I guess.
Yeah, and was there any kind of, talking from you a little bit of like, hey, Ethan, you know, this is something that's a big deal, maybe tougher than maybe he thought going into it, or did you kind of have faith in him, you know, obviously living and being raised on a farm, that he was going to be able to kind of build what he's built already here at Amo?
Yeah, I know when he first talked about it seriously, I thought, you know, milking cows has been enough work without trying to process it and market it too, and I wasn't sure how that would go, but he had faith that he wanted to do it, and it has worked out fairly well for him.
It's been good, but it also has been a big time commitment, and probably a bigger time commitment than he realized to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always those growing pains when it comes to, you know, building your own business and trying to get it off the feet. And, you know, things like this obviously can help. Being on the radio, it's always a good thing, you know, to get the name out there. And Ethan's done a good job of that so far. But, you know, people listening may not know, you know, where it's located and, you know, how they can get a hold of you. And maybe, you know, some things that they can get over there in Amo. Elizabeth, can you kind of inform us there on where it is and how they can reach you guys?
We're located northwest of Windham. The address is 38382 County Road 13 in Heron Lake. And Ethan's phone number is 507-822-5453. And at our store, we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 7, and then Saturdays from 10 to 2. Carry cheese curds, block cheese. One of the newer things he's done is garlic block cheese, variety packs, which feature 5 different flavors of cheese curds. He also handles some whole grain milling products, SDSU ice cream, Two Dudes popcorn, and some tallow. Most of his stuff is locally grown or made.
Awesome. Well, Dean, Elizabeth, we appreciate you joining us here this time around for Amo Creamery, and we'll, I believe, talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, so that's Dean and Elizabeth Johnson of Amo Creamery here on KDOM Radio.